This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps with the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County.
For the last 3 weeks, we've been talking with Jessie Kroom about her story of a life of abuse, and I think we left her where she was beaten almost within an inch of her life and was left for dead and was in the hospital with a boot print on her head and recovering, and police would not do anything for you. And so what did you do at that point?
Well, for me, you know, I felt like it was going to be one of those things where I was going to have to go back, and the next time he was going to kill me. I didn't feel like there was any place for me to go. The hospital called a domestic violence agency in the state that I was in, and this woman came, and she said, you know what, this is domestic violence, and this is a crime. And because of her and because of the work that those advocates did, they got me into a shelter after I was healed enough to leave and literally saved my life. I really thought that I was going to die. There was some ugly stuff that happened at one shelter, and so they decided that maybe we needed to talk about an identity change and relocating. And the identity change was the hardest part for me, because it wasn't just that I was going to lose my name. It was that I was going to lose absolutely everything and have to start over as a new person.
So you went into something like the witness protection program that we see on these movies on TV, and you changed your identity and...
Yeah, did all of it. And it was the weirdest thing, and I laugh about it now, but I had to learn not to turn around and look when somebody called my old name. I had to learn that, you know, Jesse was who I was, and that's who I was supposed to be. Very, very lucky, though. Moved someplace safe and got safe. And then about 6 years later, I got another telephone call. The advocate who had come into the hospital at first and literally saved my life had called me and told me that I needed to sit down. She had some things that she needed to tell me. And so I'm thinking immediately, oh, my God, he's found me, and I'm going to have to pack up, and I'm going to have to move all over again. Well, unfortunately, you know, life moved on for me, and it moved on for him as well. And he had found another partner. And he had been found on the side of the road. He and his partner had been found on the side of the road. He had beaten her to death with a tire iron, and then he had killed himself. And I wondered for the longest time if it would have made a difference if I would have had that little boy that he wanted. If I'd have been pregnant with that little boy, would it have made a difference? And, of course, I know now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it wouldn't have had. But he left a little boy in that relationship, and the little boy's maternal grandparents are raising him now.
So that's also is pretty typical, because, you know, an abuser, if his victim leaves, he'll try to find somebody to take her place and abuse her. So, I mean, it's for him, he's almost got to have this life of abuse going on, or, you know, he doesn't have any significance.
Right.
And so you're out there, you're isolated now, totally. I mean, you can't contact your family or your friends because nobody can know where you are. You have a new identity, a new name.
My family does know where I am now, and
now,
they do know that I'm alive.
But yeah, then they didn't, right?
No, they had no idea. My family thought I was dead for 6 years, and that's a really hard thing.
That is hard.
You know, when I finally got a chance to give them a call and say, hey, look, I'm okay, my parents flipped out, because the newspaper said that I was the wife who mysteriously disappeared.
And so, well, the good news is that as a result of all that, you got involved in helping other victims, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I do it in Yancey County, and I also do it statewide.
And you're part of a organization in the state that goes around and tells their story and hopefully tries to educate the public. And I guess you're available to do that for civic groups and churches and that sort of thing, right?
Yes, I am. Anytime that anyone wants to contact me to come and speak, I'm more than happy to do that.
Right. And in case someone out there sees some similarities in your story and her story, I suppose you'd be available to talk with her and try to share what experience, strength, and hope that you've gotten from your experience.
Yes, I would. I wouldn't have a problem with that. Y'all, if you want to talk, please don't hesitate to call.
Well, let's give you some phone numbers. In Yancey County, give us that number.
It is 682-0056.
And that's your... crisis line is available 24 hours a day. In Mitchell County, we have a crisis line. Our number is 765-4044, and you can call that number anytime. I want to thank Jessie for coming and telling her story for the last few weeks, and if it strikes a note of similarity with anybody, I hope you'll reach out and get some help, because it's there for you. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.